from Louisville Public Media. When you flip the switch, the light comes on because of coal. But burning coal for electricity leaves something behind: coal ash. And that contains things like barium and arsenic. At the D.B. Wilson Power Plant in western Kentucky, that coal ash goes into unlined landfills, and it's been seen in ditches and ponds, flowing into the Green River and seeping into the groundwater, possibly for as long as 18 years. Coal ash is supposed to be regulated to keep people safe from it. So what went wrong?
Kentucky had the ability to regulate these sites for decades and roundly failed to protect the public.
We should have probably acted on the leachate earlier than we did. That's probably fair.
I can only answer what the cabinet is doing now.
WFPL's environment reporter Ryan Van Velzer has been following the story. He joins us today on Recut. I'm Jonice Franklin.
I was just reading that arsenic was a popular poison in the 19th century.
Popular
poison.
In what way?
In that when people wanted poison, they chose arsenic.
Mm. Poison to poison people?
Yeah.
On purpose?
Yes.
Like to murder people?
Yes, to murder people.
Oh, wow. Arsenic. I feel like in old movies, that's a thing.
Right.
Some men can't hold their arsenic. That's in Chicago.
Yeah, I did see the movie. What was the thing?
It's in it's the Cell Block Tango numbers where all the women in prison are singing and dancing about like how they killed their husbands.
You know, some guys just can't hold their arsenic.
Well, nonetheless, arsenic is important to this story. And I just thought it was kind of interesting because I remember hearing about it in other contexts growing up, like as a poison for the 19th century.
Are you about to tell me that arsenic is making a comeback?
No, we're back to talking about coal ash pollution, and arsenic is a common contaminant in coal ash. Coal ash, again, is the leftover waste from burning coal for energy, and we consume vast amounts of coal in our pursuit for electricity and energy, and that coal ash has to go somewhere, so they pile it up in landfills and in coal ash ponds, and there's a broad consensus that these unlined landfills and ponds are polluting the groundwater underneath them at sites all across the country. Hundreds of sites are showing signs of coal ash contamination all across the country when they're using these unlined pits. And Kentucky has those. In fact, we found earlier this year that there are 14 sites in Kentucky covered under these federal rules that are showing signs of coal ash contamination leaching into groundwater. But in addition to that, I've been looking at one site in particular, D.B. Wilson. It's outside of Owensboro, near Centertown, Kentucky. It's about 40 minutes outside of Owensboro. It's run by Big Rivers Electric Corporation. And this site it's kind of interesting in that the level of pollution that's seen there is kind of more dramatic. It kind of has a more theatrical effect because back in 2016, a state inspector there, a field geologist, was out doing a routine inspection, and he saw all this black fluid, I mean like a black ooze, leaching out of the bank of this landfill and actually traveled a mile and a half through these unlined ditches into a pond that then released into the Green River. When they tested that black plume, and I should say that there's pictures of it, and it's like it's black like your sweater. It's black like like an inkwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's – and you can – in some of the pictures, you can see these like crystals, mineral crystals minerals like crystallizing on the edge of the pool as it's flowing. And so they tested that, and they found arsenic levels exceeding the federal drinking water standards by 1,000 times, by nearly 1,000 times.
When?
This was in 2016.
Okay.
Right. So a lot's happened since then. The state, the Energy and Environment Cabinet, made an agreement with Big Rivers. They worked out an agreement called an agreed order. 2 years, almost 2 years to the day after that state inspector went out there and saw that, he went back again. And this time, he found more leaks.
Wait, did they not? Surely they did something about it.
Well, that's not
the first time it was found.
Not.
No.
The state records that I have now, there's a new notice of violation, which means that they weren't following the agreement. They found 8 separate violations there showing all of the different ways that they weren't following this agreement that they set up in May. Not only were there new leaks, but they were not properly treating the leaks at the source. Instead of, you know, they were letting it flow quite a ways before they did anything about it, where it had the opportunity to leach into the soil and possibly even contaminate groundwater.
Not only was this surface contamination running through the pond to the river, but the D.B. Wilson power plant had also been under groundwater assessment on and off since 2002. That's when the state says you have pollution in your groundwater and you have to look into it, figure out where it's coming from and where it's going. That means Big Rivers Electric Corporation, which operates the D.B. Wilson plant, had to turn over groundwater samples to the state for years.
And from 2012 to 2018, there is a whole bunch of contamination happening in the groundwater samples. Things like barium, boron, total dissolved solids, total organic carbon.
I don't know what any of those are, but I'm assuming they're not good.
Okay. Things like boron are currently being looked at by the EPA as something that could be potentially pretty dangerous. I think doctors already believe that boron can be unsafe in drinking water, but the EPA is still considering that now. Hmm. But other things like arsenic and cadmium are known to be dangerous to humans. Cadmium can cause kidney damage, and arsenic is, of course, a known carcinogen, as we know. And as we know, people used to use it for poison. So from 2012 to 2018, they're finding these groundwater contaminants in the water. That gets worse in 2016, right around the time that state inspector is finding all that black stuff on the surface. Well, it gets worse in the groundwater at that point, too. That's when arsenic and cadmium start showing up in these groundwater samples. That continues. They continue to see groundwater samples with arsenic in 2017. This is all going on at the same time that the state is negotiating with Big Rivers. They're still showing up with these samples of groundwater pollution. And all of this is just, you know, consistent with coal ash contamination. However, I will say that I hear over and over again that the chemistry of coal ash pollution is incredibly complex. I mean, just groundwater itself is incredibly complex. Trying to find out what's already in it, the background, those are called the background levels. And then to also on top of that, figure out, you know, what's actually leaking into it from the landfill. It's complicated. That said, I know I'm reiterating this multiple times, but from 2012 to 2018, every year, there are samples showing levels of pollutants consistent with coal ash contamination. The reason I keep bringing that up is because when they finally make this agreement in May of 2018, the agreement only cleans up the surface pollution. It doesn't talk about the groundwater pollution at all.
Why?
Well, I asked the state that, and I got this answer.
We think that the evidence shows, we believe that the surface leachate is causing these monitoring wells to show these issues.
This is John Mura, who's a spokesman for the Energy and Environment Cabinet.
And we have to address the leachate. We have to get the company to address the leachate before we're more certain of any underlying issues.
And this is Edward Winner. He's the assistant director for the Division of Waste Management, and here's what he has to say about what happened.
This is the right action. If anybody wants any complaint, the complaint is that we should have probably acted on the leachate earlier than we did. That's probably fair, but this is the right track right now.
And I said, well, why not just do both at the same time? And state officials told me that it's important to do one thing at a time. And the reason for that, I'll just paraphrase here, is that he thinks, you know, when you're doing like a science experiment You want to have controls. Mm-hmm. You want to know, you know, that it was this that solved the problem. You don't want to do multiple things at the same time because then you don't know what solved which was really the problem. That's their argument. However, the earliest signs that there was this surface level pollution, this black ooze, actually go back to 2010 and possibly as early as 2003. So it is possible that the surface level pollution is causing the groundwater pollution. But the groundwater pollution certainly, I mean, there's the first evidence of it dates back to 2000. And there's strong evidence of it from 2012 to 2018.
Is this stuff in the drinking water?
Yeah, that's a good question, right? Because that's what this is all about, right, is drinking water.
Right.
No one's drinking the water at the site.
Right.
Now, I talked to a farmer named Gary Eigelhart.
So I was born here. My dad was born here. My granddad was born here.
He has a farm that's a few thousand acres. It's about a mile from the D.B. Wilson power plant.
It's not a happy thing when you got one beside you, supposedly for the benefit of everybody else.
He grows corn and soybeans and wheat, and he has his own private well. He hasn't used it in a number of years because he says – actually, he's got two wells, and he says he hasn't used them because some coal mines basically all but drained his aquifer. So he's only getting about – I think he said a half gallon per minute. When he's pumping it, which isn't quite enough. But he's thinking about starting to use it again because he says his water rates are so high in the county that he wants to start pumping his own water again.
Would it be safe for him to use those again?
Well, he doesn't know. Yeah, he hasn't tested the water in years.
Because, you know, when you go testing, each item costs you like $20 to test for each item.
And he says that no one's ever told him about this groundwater contamination happening at D.B. Wilson.
You know, the groundwater issue, they should have been coming to us if they was having that.
D.B. Wilson hasn't told him, and the state hasn't told him.
That's what I was wondering as you're talking about it. Okay, so if it's not, even if it's not in danger of getting into drinking water, when something like this happens, does the state or the plant itself, I would think at least the state would notify people, like residents and businesses nearby, but I guess they don't.
They was having groundwater problems. It looked like they would have come and said, hey, you know, y'all have got a well. We need to test it. But I guess if you don't want to find it, you don't try to do that. So
actually they have to now, under these new federal rules that just came out in 2015 but are just kind of working their way through the system now, just in October, Big Rivers posted a notice on their website that they had these statistical exceedances in groundwater, that they're showing high levels of pollution in their groundwater. And now they will have to go, as a result of that, these federal rules, they will have to go and have a public meeting about it for the first time. Now, the state says that the chances of the well water at this farm being polluted as a result of the power plant are low. But the federal EPA basically says that there's a 30%, roughly 30% chance that the arsenic will be in the groundwater at unsafe levels for up to a mile around a power plant. So based off what the EPA is saying, it is possible that arsenic is in the groundwater as close as that guy's farm, as Gary's farm.
So is this just inevitable? This is just what happens when we burn coal.
Yeah, this is a side effect of burning coal. I mean, it's a lot of coal. There's a lot of waste. And we made some bad decisions as a society, not even as a country. As the human race made some bad decisions about how to properly take care of coal ash waste because we've been putting it in these unlined pits.
Even if they cleaned up the site beautifully, like cleaned it up however they chose to do it, if they somehow got the money to clean it all up, fix the issues, to stop the groundwater pollution, clean up the surface water and all that. This is still going to happen as we burn so much coal. This is just what happens.
I'm just saying.
Coal ash, right?
This is happening at sites all across the country. This certainly isn't unique to D.B. Wilson. It's not unique to Kentucky. It's not even unique to the United States. There are structural problems with burning coal for energy. And it's not just what we put into the air, which we know is bad because that furthers global warming. We know that's bad. We know it causes air pollution that's bad for our health. It puts things like PM2.5, particulate matter, into the air that's bad for our bad for breathing in. We know that it creates acid rain, but we've since instituted technologies to help limit that. But also, what's left behind is polluting the planet. And unfortunately, we didn't really understand the extent of it. And for decades, we've been putting this coal ash into unlined pits, which seeps into the groundwater. That appears to be what's happening all across the country. In fact, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled back in August that the 2015 rules that the Obama administration put in place to deal with coal ash, and particularly coal ash ponds, those rules weren't strict enough. That's what the D.C. court ruled. And they have to go back and fix that and make them much more strict because of the level of pollution that's being seen all across the country right now.
Recut is produced by Louisville Public Media. Our executive producer is Laura Ellis. Our news director is Erica Peterson. Kojin Toshiro wrote our theme song. Special thanks today to reporter Ryan Van Velzer. You can read Ryan's story at WFPL.org. I'm Joni Franklin. Thanks for listening.